Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the reopening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 2¾ cents at 434, May wheat up a nickel at 562¾, and May beans steady at 1174½. We did have a new sale this morning, 254,000 metric tons of soybeans to unknown. Those were new crop beans. The CPI came out very strong, up 3.5%. The Dow Jones is now down 455 points. We're about 70 off the lows. That pushed the dollar up 76 ticks right now to 104.69. Crude oil is up 62 a barrel. The bonds are down 1.5. Silver and gold, after being higher, are now lower. And Bitcoin's down another 1,400 a coin out here. Trade is obviously waiting for the Wednesday report tomorrow, looking for a corn carryout, 67 million lighter, beans 4 million more, and wheat, I think it was 12 million more. So people have been, you know, looking to buy corn on the breaks, selling beans on the rallies out here. You know, I think we're going to see another choppy day here, depending on what the stock market does. But, you know, I look at these reports. We're at such low prices out here. It certainly doesn't mean we can't move lower. I still have a big problem with as much grain as that's in the farmer hands. Maybe the March deliveries, or excuse me, the May deliveries will force some of this on the basis contracts out here and get some of that grain out of the farmer hands. But it would have to be a significant amount to convince me that this market can really be poised to move higher. Now, we are heading into the growth season out here. Everything looks really pretty good. Warm temperatures down south. We've got clear skies here in Chicago. Guys are going to be running full bore out here. So we really don't see too many problems right now. Wheat, Kansas City wheat was up strong overnight. It was up about 10, 11 cents, it looks like. Yeah, we were up 12.5 when it went off the board. I think that's a reflection of the dryness in the plains and the heat that's moving up. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado, all in tougher shape. And I think people will think that the crop rating should take a little bit of a hit next Monday. But overall, we really just don't see too much out here. The funds are still heavily short corn, obviously, and they're not going to cover much before the report tomorrow. They're short 246 corn, 78,000 wheat, 127,000 beans, 34,000 meal. They're about steady in the soy oil. So we'll see if the funds want to do any selling out here or whether they actually want to cover some shorts. I think it's kind of a mixed bag out here. But we'll have to see. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.